It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Josie is joining us here on Second Date Update. Josie, first of all, we want to thank you for brightening our morning a bit today. What can you tell us about Jack, who you went out on a first date with?
Yeah, hi. Well, he's super cute. He's so cute. And I thought we had really good chemistry, but here I am. So what do I know, really?
Yeah. Of course, you messaged us about Second Date Update, but how long has it been since your first date?
Since we met for coffee, it's been a week and a half.
And that's been since you've even heard from him, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not terrible, though.
Not terrible. But it's been...
Right, but I don't know. We agreed to have coffee as a test date and decided that if it went well, we'd have dinner a few days later. So, I don't know. This seems pretty bad.
Okay, so you actually, had talked about a second dinner date before the coffee date.
Yeah. Okay. So were there any, so let's go back to that coffee date. Were there any moments, Josie, where Jack seemed to be, maybe, mentally checked out of the date, or maybe a time when you disagreed or had a, an awkward moment?
Well, he acted a little weird when I mentioned that all my friends are paired up, but it just came up in combo. And I don't know, do you think that it made him feel pressured, or?
Well, did you follow it up with,
do you see this thing getting serious between the two of us?
I think you're fine, but.
No, I definitely didn't say that.
Okay.
No.
Do you feel personally left out that you're one of your only friends that are not paired up?
That's a totally different conversation.
Okay, I'm just wondering if that, came out to him or whatever, so.
All right, how did you leave things with Jack after the date?
Well, he had to get home for a Zoom call, something about a big project for his job or something. But that came up before we sat down, so it didn't seem like a bad sign.
Yeah, it wasn't an excuse.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're stuck here, as you might be as well, Josie. So is Jack just feeling that pressure, or what exactly is it? We're calling Jack right now to find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jack, please?
Yeah, it's me. Who's this?
Hi, Jack. Yeah, you're cutting out there just a little bit. It's the morning show from 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT, and it's not a sales call or anything like that. I got to tell you this up front, Jack. We're actually on the radio right now because we do a segment on our show. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to explain why we're calling you this morning. We are curious about a date that you went on about a week ago. Would you be willing to talk to us about that? Would just take a minute. I know this is seems a little weird. Yeah,
it is weird. I guess.
Okay, so this is with Josie. It was about a week and a half ago. Do you remember Josie?
Yeah.
For coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
So she's a listener of ours, Jack, and she reached out to us. In fact, we talked to her. She wants to see you again, maybe do this, dinner thing you guys had talked about, but I guess she's not hearing back, so.
Yeah. She made a great first impression. She did, and at first everything was, fine, and she definitely looks better, even better than she did in her photos, which is pretty impressive. Okay. But things just kind of went downhill from there, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Did she say something, or
can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so we were just, talking and things like that, and she was talking about her friends and stuff like that, and her friends sound great. But then she mentioned that her friends all have boyfriends.
Okay.
That they all track their boyfriend's locations at all times.
Okay, with an app or something?
On their phone, you mean?
Yeah, so they track their location no matter where it is that they're going and things like that, and then she was talking about how this is a really brilliant idea just because it raises a lot of trust issues and a lot of potential problems that might happen because you said you were going here and you did go here, and it was just I don't know, that's a huge issue for me because it's just that you obviously have trust issues.
Yeah.
You have to do things like that.
As someone who was cheated on, I have to say that it's a very elegant solution.
Jack. So that's Josie who we talked to a few minutes ago, and I had her hold. I thought she was on hold. Josie, what is? Can you tell us what this is all about?
Well, first of all, every single app on the phone is already tracking and selling our, you know, your data. So I think what's wrong with giving someone you care about the same access to your location? They want to make sure they know exactly where their boyfriend is at all times. Like, okay. if you're in love with somebody, why can't you talk about this stuff? What's wrong with it?
So, I mean, that's very different. First off, that's extremely different from each other. A company that's just like tracking someone or with their in their user agreement that you didn't realize, stuff like that, right? Like, you're a person, you're a human being, and I would never 100% let someone track me all the time. Like, I don't know, maybe that's okay for, like, I don't know, if you're like a parent and it's like, you know, and something they want to do with their kid for safety, you know, but not between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, Josie.
Wait, what is wrong with giving someone you care about the same access to your location? Like, I don't understand what's wrong with that, truly. Please enlighten me.
Well, it's a red flag.
So,
I mean, it's a red flag to be able to do that. Yeah. I'm trustworthy. And you would know that if you got to know me more.
Yeah. I'm yourself. Yeah, I'm talking down the line, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
get down the line before we have that conversation.
So, Josie, I guess I'm not familiar. This is like a normal thing with people are doing
nowadays.
I think
it is a lot of younger.
A lot of younger couples like track each other.
So, Lauren, my stepdaughter, knows where her mom is at all times. Like, okay. I'm going to do something with her.
Does she know where her fiance is all the time?
I think she knows where. Yeah. In fact, I know that she knows where Tyler is at all times. I don't know about in reverse.
Is it a trust thing, Josie, or is there? Is it a convenience thing, or what?
I think it's kind of an act of love, or something, isn't it?
Really?
If you're trustworthy, then you have nothing to be worried about. So okay. What can't you share? You know.
All right. So Jack, we're in an impasse.
I guess
here,
I don't know.
But I'm getting a feeling that this scares you a little bit. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is it a no for a second date with Josie?
Yeah, I mean,
because of this,
guys, like, that doesn't work for me. I don't know who that would work for.
Right,
but Josie, you know, good luck in your search.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'll find someone who lets me track them.
Okay. All right. You may just want to rethink your stance on this, but listen, you know, the trust.
It sounds like, so Josie, you
think that's his right. I think that's Jack or anyone's right to say, you know, I'm not really comfortable with that. But it's also your right to say, well, I don't want to date you then, I guess.
And if you've had a bad history with, like, someone, you know, like cheating or whatever, I can understand where the trust factor is important.
And I don't want to get too far on this, Josie, but you may want to work on that before you get into another relationship. But that's just my opinion. But we want to thank you both, Jack and Josie, for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.